Well, good morning. Have you ever heard this? Let no good suffering be wasted. Few of you, maybe. Offer it up. Offer up your suffering to God for His glory and for the good of your own soul. Make it redemptive suffering. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines suffering as pain that is caused by injury, illness, or loss, etc. And that pain can be physical, be mental, or emotional. I remember many sufferings during my lifetime, and I'm sure you all have had many sufferings, and I know many are suffering deeply now. Sufferings that may be like a physical pain or a mental illness, something that maybe limits you from what you used to be able to do. Or maybe it's a lost job or a lost relative or friend, where a feeling of despair overwhelms you. Another type of suffering can occur when our relationship with Jesus Christ becomes strained or distant due to the poor choices we have made, and we feel alone. Every person's sufferings and their reactions to that suffering are unique to the one who is experiencing them. What is most important, however, is how we use our suffering to glorify God. Everything we do in life should be to glorify God. Everything. Now consider in the Catholic Share website, there's an article entitled, "What is Redemptive Suffering in Catholic Teaching?" And it states, "Redemptive suffering refers to the Catholic belief that human pain and hardship can serve a higher purpose when offered directly to God. This teaching does not suggest that suffering is good in itself, but that it can be transformed through faith. Catholics hold that Jesus Christ's suffering and death on the cross redeemed humanity from sin by uniting personal struggles or sufferings with His sacrifice. Individuals can share in the redemptive act. Offering up our sufferings to God as redemptive suffering can help others and ourselves spiritually. As an example, in your prayers, you might begin with something like, and use your own words, "Lord Jesus, I unite my own suffering with yours as you hung on the cross for me. And I ask that you heal my friend or ease their pain." Or maybe it's, "Dear God, connect the mental anguish I feel to the suffering of your Son as he suffered and died for us." Praying in this way helps us not waste our suffering, but rather use it to draw us closer to Christ. Contemplating on your own sufferings and while praying the sorrowful mysteries can also be another way you can help make your suffering redemptive, as the mysteries, of course, go through the passion and death of Jesus. Each of our readings today describe some type of suffering in the lives of those involved. Each type of suffering can be used as a means of glorifying God and as a means to prepare the souls of those involved to be holy and perfect in God's eyes, so that we're totally prepared when we die. In our first reading, Jeremiah preached God's messages for over 40 years. 40 years to the two most southern tribes of Israel. He told them to stop their idolatrous ways, their unholy behaviors, but they wouldn't listen. They only ridiculed and rebuked him. I'm sure that Jeremiah felt like a fish trying to swim upstream where all the other fish were going with the flow. There was little comfort for him. He felt alone in his vocation. The only one he could turn to for comfort and renewed strength was God. Like Jeremiah, do you ever get depressed and discouraged and you feel like you're alone and you just can't take it anymore? In these situations, we are called to use redemptive suffering to glorify God while letting our pain and hardship serve a higher purpose. In St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he is expressing what should be important to the Romans if they are to follow Jesus. He tells them to offer their bodies as living sacrifices to God. How would someone offer their body to God? Of course, we have the martyrs who suffered and sacrificed their bodies, their very lives, for the glory of God. But how might we, you and I, offer our bodies in suffering to God? In this case, we know that each of us is an individual member of the mystical body of Christ. And as such, we are constantly, constantly being called to sacrifice something of ourselves to support other members of the body. That sacrifice means that we will suffer. But again, the important question is, how can we use that suffering to glorify God and make it redemptive? Finally, in our gospel today, we find Peter listening to Jesus and getting very upset when he hears him say he's going to have to suffer and die, be killed, before rising from the dead, which I'm sure he didn't understand. We don't wish or want bad things to happen to other people, especially those that are closest to us. But is this the right way to think? In every case, I say not. I've had inmates in prison tell me that it was a good thing they were arrested, suffered through that, put in jail, because if they were not, they would probably be dead because of the choices they were making. Jesus goes on to say, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself and take up his cross, in other words, suffer, and then follow me. And what does Jesus promise us if we turn away from so many human inclinations and take up our cross and follow him? He promised us eternal life in heaven, worth more than any earthly possessions. One does not have to look very far to see so much suffering going on across our country and around the world. And through all of this suffering, we as Catholics are asked to pick up our own cross and suffer for the good of others. Let us not waste our own sufferings by not connecting them to the sufferings of Jesus, but unite them with his sufferings. Through redemptive suffering, we can better achieve our goal to grow in holiness and be pleasing to God. So, let no good suffering be wasted.